The international community is being asked to take decisive action and save lives of migrants caught in crisis as the world observes International Migrants Day on December 18. The United Nations estimates that there are 232 million migrants globally who have left their homes in search of a better life. In his message for the International Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said migration is a powerful tool for reducing poverty and urged people and governments to reject xenophobia and embrace migration. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. 2013 may have been the costliest year on record in terms of lives lost for migrants seeking to cross international borders clandestinely, according to the International Organization for Migration, IOM. People desperate to escape Africa and reach Europe have died during the perilous journey across the Mediterranean. Others have lost their lives on dangerous land routes, like the U.S.-Mexico border area or the desert route from West Africa. Leonard Doyle of IOM says his organization believes the casualties are far higher than reported, although the real death toll may never be known.
We, as IOM, have been, as many have, been focused on the shocking deaths of migrants, whether it's Lampedusa, Christmas Island, the Bahamas 2 weeks ago, the border between Mexico and the United States, anywhere in the world, in fact. And we're drawing attention to the fact that this number seems to be increasing. Whether it's because the data is getting better or whether it's an actual trend remains to be seen. We think the figure is a lot higher than the 2,360 that we've put down as data that we're confident in. We think there's between 2,000 and 5,000 potentially migrants dying as they traverse from Africa into the Middle East.
IOM notes that previously welcoming countries are increasingly being shut on the poorest, most desperate migrants. The agency is calling for the strengthening of existing policies or the creation of new ones to protect those who leave home to seek better opportunities. The International Labour Organization, ILO, Director General Guy Ryder concurs and has also called for a profound shift in migration policy.
International labour migration is one of the migration policy areas where shortcomings in international policy have, I think, been most visible and most palpable, and where the ILO would argue that concerted policy action is amongst the areas where it is most needed.
ILO says migrant workers play an important role in labor markets and contribute to the economies and societies of both their home and destination countries. But often migrants are seen as a burden in their host countries, which makes them vulnerable to extortion, violence, discrimination, and marginalization. Jibril Fall, chairman of the African Foundation for Development in England and migrant representative, shares his experience. He migrated from Gambia to the United Kingdom in 1997 at the age of 19 to pursue a higher education, a place he now calls home.
Several times I hear politicians playing up on the xenophobic and anti-immigration sentiments and say, let's close our borders, and they've come, they've taken our jobs, they've taken our money, they've taken our women, let's get rid of them. Now, but often I also hear illegal immigrants or irregular immigrants who, because their children are going in a local school, the family members would stand up and say, no, this immigrant should not be deported.
On this International Day, December 18, governments are being urged by the UN Secretary General to ratify and implement all core international human rights instruments, including the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.